Chama, Tkufa Sachama, once in 28 years, you make a bracha, Isa Maisa Bresha. Hu Adin Lavona, Big Brosa, you see the Lavona, when it's out, it's Kavura, the Kechavim, the Mithiloisam, and the Kechavim, what's in its Mithila, exact form of the stars, where it's supposed to be, or Mazolas Kisidram, and all the Mazolas are in the Seidam, Aina Varach Isa Bresha. And all of these things, you make a bracha, Isa Maisa Bresha. Now the last things are brought down, we don't know exactly what to mean, therefore we don't make this bracha. We're not ready to make it. But the first one, Tkufa Sachama, that we have, we just had, once in 28 years, we make this bracha, Isa Maisa Bresha. But the Gemara of the Amos Hevi, when is it called a Tkufa Sachama, that you have to make this bracha? Omer Rabbaya Kol Chof Cheshonin, every 28 years. For Hoda Machzer, it comes back to the original Machzer, how the sun goes around the world, for Noflo Tkufa Nisan, it comes out in the Tkufa of Nisan, the Shaptoi, in the Mazel of Shaptoi, that's the fourth, that's the beginning of the fifth of the Wednesday, of Tuesday night, going into Wednesday. For Yotu Ditlosa, the Tuesday night, Nagi Abor, the night going into Wednesday. That's Kufa, hey, this is the exact Kufa, the exact way the sun was, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the sun in Brias, Seishish Shemei Bereishis. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Moirais on the beginning of the fourth day, which was Tuesday night, that's when he put it into orbit. So in that much, the exact same space where it was when Hashem first put it into orbit, it comes to that space every 28 years. That's why at that time we make the bracha, Isa Maisa Bereishis. Shrashi b'tkufosa, mokam shi chayzer shom l'tchilas ha'yikifa, from the beginning of its cycle, he shas tliyat ha'maris, that exact position it was when Hashem first put the maris in the Shemayim. When the yod says tchilu l'hakif l'shamish, that's when it started to go around. Amos Ahave, Achama b'tkufosa koi, when does this happen? This Chama b'tkufosa, kol chof chef shonim, she'ot kufas nisim, comes down to kufas nisim, she'abesoit chof ches, at the end of 28 years, she'she chayzer machzer, when the cycle comes over again, Godel Shach Gidul Shachama Liyot Kufa Nefeles Bishas Tliyat Hamaris, comes the exact position it was when Hashem put it in the orbit. Shaptoi He Shor Tchilat Leil Dalit. Shaptoi, that's Mazel, the beginning of the of Wednesday night, of Tuesday night into Wednesday. Biyorto Detlas Nagi Dalit Sheherev Shimshoi Shogimel Tuesday night, the Shabbos, Tuesday the third day of the week. The Yaschil Leil Dalit starts the beginning of Wednesday, Tuesday night, beginning of Wednesday. Nagi Leil, it means night. We call night Nagi. Shaftoi. Shem Shor Rishoina Shil Leil Dalit. That's like the beginning, the first hour of Tuesday night. Shevoise Shor Nitlu Moris. At that time, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Moris in Shemayim. The Sheva Shoy is saying 7 hours for Chayzeres Chalila. And the Chalila goes around. Beginning of the night. That there are different mazolas you call each day of the week. Moitzoy Shabbos that night is called Koicha. Tchilas Leil Beis Sunday night is called Tzedek. Tchilas Leil Gimel Noiga. It's called the mazel, then it's called Noiga. Tchilas Leil Revi is Tuesday night is called Shaptoi. That, and that's when the Moris came in. Tchilas Leil Hei, beginning of Wednesday night, that's called Chama. Tchilas Leil Shishi is Levona. Thursday night is called Levona. Tchilas Leil Shabbos, the mazel for the beginning of Friday night, is Madim. It's called Mazel Madim. And Mazel Madim is supposed to be a beard Mazel. That's why there's a mini Apizoya some Chassidim have when it comes, not now, later on. I think Madim starts between 6 and 7 is Madim. So when Shabbos comes out to make Kiddush between 6 and 7 o'clock, they don't make Kiddush that hour. I'm not sure if it's 6 or 7 or 7 and 8. At that, what? 6 to 7. 6 to 7, some Chassidish people wouldn't make Kiddush at that hour. So that's the Mazel when Madim starts and it's a beard Mazel. Right. So, they say that Tchilas Hayomim Kolos HaShachar, the day starts Kolos HaShachar Chalam Chatzav, but Kufas Mashachas Mechaverta, once Kufa goes over the next one, Zayin Shoyi Somachta, 7.5 hours, Chloima Misacheres, it's late Acher Hayom, after a day the Ashor Shenokla Bo Chaverta Zayin Shoyi Somachta Harei Shloishim Shoyi Liyabat Kufas, you're going to have 30 hours for the fourth Kufas, that's 4 times 7.5 Harei Yom Ravi Lashonah, you have a day and one quarter for every year. Ledalit shonim for 5 years is chamisha yomim. Lamarato Hashem tkufas nefelos betchilas halaylo. Tkufa doesn't start at the beginning of night. El l'sayv dalit shonim. till the end of 4 years. Shu machzer kotin. V'zayim machzerin ketanim l'machzer godl. Look, from this four small one come dalishon shu machzer kotin. V'zayim machzerin ketanim l'machzer godl. Seven small ones make one big one. All right. When does the mazel come out? Beginning of fourth night. From 28 to 28. For Rosh Kol Mazel Kotin Bol Atchilas Halayla. Beginning of each small mazel comes to the beginning of night. For Rosh Mazel God Bol Atkufas Harishena Shul Atchilas Lel Dalel. So the kids say every 28 years you have the sun comes the exact position where it was at the beginning of Bris Olam. That's why we make the bracha Yisamai Sabrishis. Right. We have Yehuda Oime Haroye Yam HaGodol. If Yehuda says if you see the Yam HaGodol, you have to make a special bracha. If Yehuda Haroye Yam HaGodol, Oime Baruch Shor Sefa Yam HaGodol. Hey, Stam, if you see Yamim Stam Rivis, you only make a nice and nice gracious. If you see the Yam HaGodol, you have to make a special bracha Shor Sefa Yam HaGodol. The Maaseh Samachleik is what the Yom HaGodol is. Some say it's the Mediterranean Sea. It's the sea right next to Eretz Yisrael. That's called the Yom HaGodol. And some Rishonim say, no, that's a small sea compared to the Yom HaKainis, the Pacific or the Atlantic. Therefore, they say the Pacific is called the Yom HaGodol. And that would make a special bracha, or it's also Yom HaGodol. So the Maaseh about the Suffolk, we always only make an Oysa Maaseh Bracious. But that's like the closing of bracha, Yahweh's Yoysa. So Maaseh, if you go to the Pacific once in 30 days and you see it, the Chiyuv should make a bracha. Oysa Maaseh Bracious, every time you see the Yam. If you go, like we'll soon see, if you go at intervals, if you go less than 30 days, then you don't have to. The Mora says, Leprakim. Leprakim, you don't have to. At Kama, how much does it have to be in between one scene to another scene? Omar Rami Bar Abba, Omar Yitzchak, Ach Shleishim Yim. If you waited 30 days since the last time you saw the Yam, you go again, you have to make another bracha. Oysa Maaseh Bracious. Mountains also, all these things. Achutz from mountains also, achutz from lightning and thunder. Lightning and thunder, every time you see it, providing it's not one after another. But like every day, every few hours you see it, you have to make another bracha. But the other pshat is it's a new thunder and a new lightning. But Hashem can hear it's the exact same yam, it's the exact same horem. So you have a certain spilot. If you see it, you feel tremendous in my sight. Within 30 days though, you ruggle with it, you don't have to make a bracha. After 30 days, again, it's a special sight. Only thunder and lightning, that's new every time. You have to make a bracha every time you see it to hear it.
Could be.
It's the exact same thing, right? One after another, it keeps on going, right? Then the summon that, right? But if, right, I think it's here to clear it up, right? If the clouds went away, cleared up, and then again, start over again, you have to make again a bracha.
What about seeing it live on television?
No.
Live, I'm not talking about...
No, TV and stuff. That's not called.
You don't get
anybody else on the land. No. I'm not sure. Right. So Yom Aromi Barab, Omer Yitzchok, Horoya Pros. There's also, you see the rivers, a very powerful river. You have to also make a bracha, Yisra Maisa Bresha. So you see the Niagara Falls, you have to make a bracha. So Mr. says, Horoya Pros. And where do you see it? Agish for the bubble. You have to see it over the bridge and bubble. Then Oimer Baruch Oyster Bracious. Why? Because from there it wasn't changed. It's the same matz of the river the way it was from Oyster Bracious. Mashenkin further down already, Bnayotim changed it. Of Ibna, today, the Shnuya Pasoi, the Pasoi already changed in the Hapros. They added to it or they took away from it. Is the Veshavah Liela. You only make a bracha if you're standing for the place of Veshavah and upwards, if you see the river. But if you see the downflow of the river, you wouldn't make a bracha because it was changed from Bnei Yodim. Rabbi Yosef Amar Meiru Dekira Uliela. That's another place. From this place and further up, then you'd make a bracha. Yom Rami Bar Abba Haroya Diglas Agishra Yishavistor Stesona. You see also the river Diglas from the bridge of the Shesnoi. Oimer Baruch Oisabracious. The same svar, because from there and upwards it wasn't changed. The same matzav was from Oisabracious. Hashem came downwards already, but Bnei Yodim changed it. But the more my Chidekel, why does the pasuk call the river Chidekel? Om Ravashi Shemem of its water, Chadens are very strong, the Kalan calls very fast. My Pras, why do we call the river Pras? Shemem of Porub Rovan, has a lot of water, I can say this. Yama Rova, Haide Charifa Bnei Mechuza, why are the Bnei Mechuza so sharp people? Mishum Deshosu Naya the Diglis, because they drink the water from Diglis. We just said that Diglis. Now we're going to talk about Diglis. This river makes him smart. Rashi, what chadin charispin maya v'kalon nishkob maznayim v'toivim nishtois shem chadin es aguf. Hi the gichuri. How come the pieces of mechuzah are red? Sometimes they're very red. Mishum de misham shibimama. They have tash mishamit in the daytime and makes them red. So hi the nadi yinayu. How come their eyes are always blinking or tired? Mishum de dari v'beisofo. They live in a black, in a dark house, so they ruin their eyes. Rashi v'okas in the behind the dichu the gichuri to the misham shibimama. The thikach b'neiim adum. Therefore their kids come out sometime red. Adoimim kadmu mis hayom, at the red of the day. The nadi yinayu einayim nodim v'noyim. Their eyes are always blinking. So they live in a black house, so they ruin their eyes. Al Hagishonim. Mish says if you have a lot of rain, you have to make a bracha atav yameitiv. We Al Hagishonim atav yameitiv. Mavorch. You make a bracha atav yameitiv. We Yom Rababa, we Yom Lo Masis and Tono. Me'im Messai Mavorch in Al Hagishonim. When do you make the bracha atav yameitiv if it rains? Mishayotze chosin likvath kalo. Moshe that the chosin is coming out to meet the kalo. At the Badekin, usually the chosin comes to meet the kala. So it means when there's so much water on the floor that is bubbling, that when the raindrops fall down, there's a bubble there. So it bubbles upwards like the rain is coming up to meet the next one. And this is going in a matzav where there wasn't rain for a long time. Everybody felt very bad. The food wasn't growing. And now you had rain, the tremendous simcha, you have to make a bracha. We're not grugging this bracha because we always have water. Even if it doesn't rain, we have a water supply. But lo yitzur, there would be a netzah, there would be a case we don't have rain for a long time, and there'd be a bad matziv, and then it would come rain, so you would make a tov yameitiv. Shashi mishiyotze chosmik was kala, shamayim kavutzim al oretz, is a puddle of water, ugeshatipa nefelas aleim, tipa tachtoina boletis across, like bubbles up. So that's strong, when you have that much water, you make a bracha tov yameitiv. May mevorchin om Yehuda, what bracha do we make? On rain, it's not only tov yameitiv, you make other things also. Moedim anachnu l'chora, kol tipa v'tipa shirata talonu. Rav Yechonim Messiah b'hochi. Ilu finu mole shira kayom m'shnei merino. And on the mass speaking, moedim t'chora Hashem l'keinu. At ishtachere. You have to say the whole kapitel there until the shtachere. Baruch ato Hashem, roi v'hoi dois. You say roi v'hoi dois. So the Gemara, roi v'hoi dois, v'loi kol v'hoi dois. Like we're only thanking Hashem for most of them, but not for all the v'hoi dois. Or my rather aimer for kale hoidois. You get like a kale of the hoidois of all the hoidois. Omri Papa, since it's a machlok is what to say roiv or kale, hilkach neminu tavayu. By the gesture you make both brochas, roiv hoidois or kale hoidois. For some reason you should still say roiv hoidois, but you also have to say a kale hoidois. For the more of the elakasha, the chorot is kasha. Do you make a brocha tev yemetiv, or do you make this brocha kale hoidois or roiv hoidois? Here we have two brochas here. A tov yameitiv and this bracha, and the more like kasha, ho di shoma mishmashma. It's only if you heard from other people that rain started to come down. Ho de chazoy mechza. Rashi shoma mashma shebesuro leima yorod gishom malaylo. I'm a tov yameitiv. Somebody told you that it's raining outside and it's night. You don't go outside to see it. Then you want to make a bracha tov yameitiv. But if your mom receives the rain, then you have to say this bracha roif hadois and a kelo hadois. Fred Gemara mechzei. The Shoma Mishma, the Shoma Mishma, Haino Besurah Tevois, or Tanan Abesurah Tevois, Haino Baruch Atav Yameitiv. If it's not talking about that you heard about it, that's like you heard good news. Now the Mishnah said later, if you hear good news, something that Mamish makes you very happy, we'll soon see what it is later. You have to make the Baruch Atav Yameitiv. So what's the Chiddush here on Geshem? Ela Idiv Yidi Dechazi Mechzer. No, both brachas by Geshem is when you saw the rain coming down. Ule Kasha, Hod the Yosef Purta, if a little rain came down, you only said Tov Yameitiv. Hod the Yosef Tuva, a lot came down. What's Rashi say? Osa Purta, no, Rashi because Osa Purta, a little bit came down. Moide Manach Lechor. Osa Tuva Tov Yameitiv. That's a more Chosh of a bracha. If a lot of rain came down, then we say Tov Yameitiv. The boy is saying, Mohob, Hod, the Osatub. Now, both cases where a lot of rain came down. Lekasha, Hod, the Eastly Arya. Because if you have field, then you can say, Atev Yameitiv, it's Toy for you. Hod, the Lestly Arya. If you don't have any character, then it's not really a Toy direct for you. You don't only say, Roy Vodois. Shrashi Eastly Arya, if you have character, Atev Yameitiv, Shaitiv Loi. It's a Toy for you. You have rain now, you'll be able to, your crops will grow. Hod, the Eastly Arya, Hod, the Lestly Arya. No, Eastly Arya, I tell you, mate, is Mavorah. himself new kelim. He went out and bought something new. And he's a rule. There is a little shot that you have a tremendous simcha in this kelim. Kona kelim padosh. You bought a new car. You bought something new that you have tremendous simcha with it. You have to make a bracha. So life is brought down. Even if you buy kelim, even means suits and clothing. So that for myself is not so. We don't make the bracha so much. The zman is there to buy a suit. You don't have that much simcha anymore. People are rubbling buying a few suits a year already. It's not such a big kiddush. If you buy something special, you buy it once a year and you have a simcha with it, you have to make a bracha shechiyanu. Shealoy v'shalachirim. Let's say it's to give to you and somebody else. Moshe, you're buying a house that you have a mishpacha for, or else you're buying a car that's nagei you're sharing with your wife. And that, it's not only a car for you, you're going to share the car with your wife also. Then I'm going to tell you, mate, you have to make a bracha. I'll tell you, mate, just if you buy a car that you share with your wife, or you buy a couch in the house, a fancy nice couch, and mama, you're waiting a long time to get it, and you're going to share it, you can let your wife sit on the couch also. So you have to make a tell you, mate, the simcha for you and for her also. So shechiyanu is only when you buy kelim specific for you, you buy yourself a suit, then you make a shechiyanu. Same, tonight we're not familiar with the shechiyanu on suits. If you buy something special for you, you make a shechiyanu. But if it's negated to two people already, then you make a tovia meitiv. So, trash levi shalachayim, a tovia meitiv. Chodek has seen it. But none, bona by his chodesh lakashio, di yisle shutfis, od la shutfis. So the kashio is, if you have karko, how could you make a tovia meitiv on karko? It's not enough just you own karko. A tovia meitiv is only there's two people involved. Like you have to have shutfis. And the Rashi was saying now, when you have karko, then you make a tovia meitiv. Here you say no, if you just buy a new bais, something only negated to you, you just make a shechiyanu. Hatev you make is only when there's two people involved. When do you make a tev you make if when rain comes down on your karka? If you have shutvis, two people own the karka together. So it's tev for you and mate for your shutvis. Hod the less le shutvis. We only have shutvis, then you only make a shechiyanu. Or if Ked Rashi learns, So Rashi learns the pshat is that by Yeshem, you always make a toiv yamativ if you have karkam. I am always only your karka, you don't have a shutif. The chiluk is, you always buy the shutif in this hatova. When it rains, usually it doesn't only rain for your karka, it rains for a few karkas. So now there are a few people having this hatova. Therefore, pass to make a toiv yamativ. Marshenki, buying a house, which is for you, it depends. If you're only buying a house for you, you just make a shechiyanu. If you're buying a shutfis with two other people, with your wife, with a mishpacha, then you have to make a tov yamitiv. So more about Tanya, one of the brightest, the chus is a rai, this is the maskona. Kitzul shadavu, what's the klal of these brachas? Al shaloi. If you bought something that you have a tremendous simcha for yourself, huwaime boro shechiyanu v'kimyonu. You have to make a bracha shechiyanu. Al shaloi v'shachaveru, if you bought something that's a taiva for you and for your chaver, huwaime boro chatev yametiv. But the more of a chol heicho, the less liachrina badei. Leima baruch atav yametiv, is it true? When the simcha is only for you and not for somebody else, you don't make atav yametiv. We have time you will learn. Omru leis, someone today gave you shmua. Yol de ishtay zachi, you know, your wife gave birth to a kid, to a boy. Is oy mad that you have to make a baruch atav yametiv. So the chur kashrid is only good for you. You have the kid, who else is good for? Vernein, hosam nami diiko ishtay badei. We're talking about your wife is also still alive. The nichel of the zacher, she's also nichel with the zacher. Therefore, zacher is called good for you and good for your wife. You have to make a tzav yamit. That's halacha. When you have a boy, you should make a tzav yamit. If you have a girl, you don't make a tzav yamit. But Allah Mishnah says, though, by kol ponim, the first time you see the girl, you should make a shechiyanu. It's not worse than the first time you see a friend. You didn't see a friend in 30 days. You have a simcha seeing your friend. You have to make a shechiyanu. So the first time you see your daughter, it's not worse than seeing a new friend. You have to make a shechiyanu. But a tov yametiv you don't make. It's only on a boy you make a tov yametiv. Halacha is brought down. I feel you have already six boys. And you are hoping now to have a girl. And your wife says, you're not so happy with it. Still, you have to make a tov yametiv. Torshima. Meis oviv. Your father was meis. Vu yosh and your father left over big Yerusha. Is betchila, first thing we hear about is Leima Baruch Dainemis. You have to make a bracha al surah. Your father was niftah. Well, the site, after that bracha, why a bracha tegel native? Before, you have to make a bracha. You got a big Yerusha now. You have to make a bracha tegel native. So the Kashmir is only October for you. You're the only Yerush. More name. Well, so now Medika Achai. We're talking about you have other brothers. The Koryasi Badei, they also Yashin with you. So therefore, you make a tegel native. It's a simcha for you and for your brothers. Toshima. Shinu yayin, if in the middle of the meal, you made a bur priya goffin once, then they bring you a second yayin, ain't sof l'vorach. You don't have to make another bur priya goffin. Shinu mokim, Hashem, if you change places, you go to a new house, such a hefsik, then sof l'vorach. You drink wine in a new house, you have to make another bracha, it's a shinu, it's a hefsik. The Amr Rabbi Yehsi Rababa, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Afal pi shomru shinu yayin etzor levorach. Even though we learned in the middle of the meal, if they bring you another type of a yayin, you don't have to make again a baruch priagofin. Avol oimer borach hatov yameitiv. But the second wine you drink that's better than the first drink, you do have to make a tov yameitiv. It's going to kashrut is you're the only one drinking here, so it's only a tov for you. Why do you have to make a tov yameitiv? We're talking about you have other people drinking the wine with you. Therefore, it's tov yameitiv, the wine is good for you and good for other people. So, halacha is a very shrei halacha when to make a tov yameitiv. The kids are too wicked to know him. One tonight, if metchila, you had a lot of bottles of wine on the table, or you knew metchila you were going to drink this amount of wine, then even though you made a baruch priagofen in one case, that part is all the other wine, you don't have to make a tov yameitiv anymore. A tov yameitiv is only when first you sat down to drink musket wine, and you didn't have that to drink any other wine. And later they brought you another bottle of wine that's more chashuv than the first wine. Then it depends. If you are shutfis by the table, that means if your b'nei beisai is drinking, so tosh the malabos gives it to the whole b'nei beisai, that then you all have shutfis. So you have to have two people drinking that they both drank from the first wine, and they both can drink now from the second wine. That's the case you have to make a tov yameitiv. Or else the case where you have orchim over your house, and you put down the bottle in the middle of the table and give a shutz for everybody to take it, so you automatically now blast like shutzfus in this bottle. So if you have two people drinking from the both types of wine, then when they drink the second type of wine, providing that's better than the first wine, you have to make this bracha tov yameitiv. Better. Yeah? No, because if you know matkila that you drink it, you don't make a tov yameitiv. Like the first bracha was kol on that also, you don't make a tov yameitiv. Right, the bona bayis chodesh v'kona kelim chadoshim. Omer apuna leshonu ele she'ein loik yoitz bim. Means you bought something new, you bought yourself a new car, but you didn't have a car like this before. Avoyesh loik yoitz bim, if you had a car ready, ain't something of work. You bought yourself a second car, you don't have to make a shechiyonu. We'll see, look, we don't hold like this, though. The v'yecha nominein, afilu yesh loi k'yetz, but afilu you have already a car once. Circle of Baruch, be you buying yourself another new car, you have to make a shech yinim on the second car. Nechlazot gemara, the chikon